how they are.
And I feel that.
Hi, Larry, can you hear us?
Looks like you're muted there, Larry.
You're muted, we can't hear you.
Yep, you're still muted.
What about now? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you now.
Okay.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Larry. My name is Brandon Wade. I'm the chair of the Region 8 group. And we have Alicia Gerard here in the room as well. She's the vice chair. And then we have the rest of our executive committee up on the screen for you today. Thank you for taking some time and thank you so much for your interest. I do have a few questions for you for us to start off. And the first thing I'd like for you to do is to tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I live here in Millsap, Texas, west of Weatherford in Parker County. I own the Purina dealership, Walden Farm and Ranch Supply Incorporated, and here in Weatherford, Millsap, Mineral Wells, and actually have two locations in Weatherford. So I sell horse feed and Purina cattle feed here in Parker County and in Palo Pinto County. Tomorrow I will be 64 years old. My background is, the other thing that I do is I'm a county commissioner here in Parker County as well. I am in the cattle business. And we've been here for a long time raising cattle. Our family has. I am a retired educator. Served as an ag teacher and school administrator for 30 years, and I'm retired from that. And we own property in the Brazos Basin, of course, and raise cattle here and a little bit of wheat nowadays. And interested in what's going on here and interested in serving as a business owner and as somebody who's also a water rights owner here in the county as well. That's about it. Got a couple of college degrees in agriculture and another one in educational administration from Tarleton State University, and grew up here and been able to work here in this community my entire career. So
excellent. Thank you, Larry. And by the way, happy birthday, I guess, a day early.
So. Yeah, well, when you get my age, it's not such a happy event. However, it's better than the alternative, I'm told.
Yeah, well, I'm sneaking up on that myself, so I completely understand. So the next question I have for you is, what do you know about us and our group and what we're trying to do?
Well, I really don't. I'll tell you how I became aware of it. It was an article in our local newspaper, the Weatherford Democrat, that said you were seeking people that were interested in flooding, and that piqued my interest. I am a small business owner. I'm also a member of the Soil and Water Conservation District Board here in Parker County, and so it piqued my interest in learning more about what's going on and what y'all are about and what you're doing. So, to answer your question, by and large, I don't know, but I'm interested in learning and working with other like-minded people to make things better.
Very good. Well, that kind of leads me to the next question. You know, we're all really assigned to various different interest groups. We all represent various different groups, and you're applying to represent small businesses. Tell us a little bit about how you might go about doing that.
Well, I think small businesses many times get underrepresented. And some of the efforts that I see, and I would suggest that I would be a voice for small businesses and telling you how I feel, how it would affect small businesses here in our county. And our business is tied to water. we watch as the as our community changes here and the different uses of water. I sit here right now in my office in Brock, Texas, where water is being taken from the Brazos to use for individual use by our water co-op here. I also sit here in a community where we are affected by flooding on the Brazos River. We have a section of the Brazos that has flooded many times over the last few years even, but historically has been a flood prone area. And I would suggest that I would be a good voice to represent the business section of our community and how we're affected by the river.
That area that you say is a frequent flooding area, I think I know what the area that it is you're talking about, but could you describe that for us a little bit more?
Horseshoe Bend.
Horseshoe Bend, yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I have I've been briefed a bit on that, yes. We meet primarily on the fourth Thursday of the month at 10 a.m. We typically meet in this Zoom format, although, you know, people are certainly welcome to come here to the office with us to meet as well. I need to know a little bit. It's really important to us that you know, whoever we put on this is in attendance and is a significant participant in this. Can you tell us a little bit about your commitment to that?
Well, first of all, I'd already checked that out about when you meet. And I wouldn't be here if I were not available. My plan would be to be here each and every meeting, period.
Okay. And you strike me as the type of person who won't be shy about participating.
Actually, as a young child, my mother would introduce me and I would hide, and she said that I was shy. And I got over it.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what you know about flooding and flood mitigation and how we can proceed with that.
Well, part of the problem that I see is that continually and continuously have problems in the same areas with, and continuing to do the same thing and expecting a different result, when what we have, particularly in this one area I've described earlier, is people stay there. Those people may get flooded out and may move, but somebody else comes back and replaces them. And so we have a continual drain on resources and from all levels because those people continue to be in a flood prone area and continue to do things that they shouldn't with little or no repercussion to be in the same area. And like as I said, they may move structures. They may, it's a very frustrating area to try to help, because we have a continuous problem of someone else filling in their place and being flooded out and having the same problem over and over again. So I'm really interested in looking at some other alternatives to continuing to fund those people that choose to live there over and over and over again when they have a flooding disaster. So I would be willing to look at any alternatives that and try to help explore any alternative that would do something to change the situation in that particular area. I suspect that there are other areas along the river that are exactly like this area I'm describing. But from a taxpayer standpoint, I see nothing but a bottomless pit there, where we are continuing to do the same thing over and over again and allowing those areas to flood and not doing anything to change it.
We are a remarkably enormous area, and we've kind of broken ourselves up into four groups. I mean, it ranges from coastal areas to essentially the areas that are so flat that they're levied areas. We have flash flood areas, and then we have your area that I have heard of up in the northern portion. How would you go about representing small businesses throughout that whole area?
Well, first of all, whatever the situation would be, I'm in contact with most of the people through the Chamber of Commerce here in Parker County, Palo Pinto County. I'm a member of both of those, and as well as East Parker County Chamber of Commerce. And so those are business leaders in our community, small and large, and I make myself available to be the voice for those people to bring their opinions, their ideas, and their constructive criticism to our group.
Okay. What questions does the group have? Do you have anyone else have questions for them?
Honestly, I can't think of any. I think you've covered it, at least any of the ones that I would have been, you know, curious to ask. So
sure.
Appreciate your interest and you know, the info you shared with us today.
Thank you.
I've got a quick question. Hi, I'm Anthony Beach, and I represent municipalities. I'm curious, have you had any flooding issues in your businesses or on your properties?
No. We have not. Of course, our locations are in communities that are away from the river area, and so we haven't had any issues there. I'm familiar with this area from a long time ago. I think most of y'all know we had a pretty good flood here the year before I was born in 1957. At that point, my dad and my older brother actually farmed in that Horseshoe Bend area that I described earlier. And so they got flooded out that year. They were farming there. And so that's always been on my mind. And as I've moved into different areas, I've been aware of it. And the businesses are here are asked to come in and do some efforts to help those individuals who get flooded out periodically, sometimes 2 to 3 times a year, if you're familiar with that area. And so it's a strain on our community, and it's a situation that I don't see improving. But as far as anything actually to my business, no. But I'm aware of the agriculture in that area and what the flooding does there in that area.
Well, personally, I think you're very qualified for the job, no doubt. And I love your communication skills. So you're really good at communication. I can tell you do that as a career.
Well, thank you. I'll step away just a minute here and tell you that we've had in the last week here, you know, we're in political season. So we've had some political rallies, and we had Congressman and former governor Rick Perry here, and I had the opportunity to MC that event. And last week we had Governor Abbott here, and as well I was able to MC that event. So I didn't get to take them down to the river, though. Maybe next trip we'll get that done and see if they can work on some of our problems. But
well, it depends on which river you're talking about that you want to give them a tour of.
But thank you for the comments.
I'll remind people it's public and a recorded meeting.
What additional questions does the group have?
Yes, sir.
Larry, I'm a represent the public interest. One quick question for you. I think as part of the application process, there was a form which was sent out. I didn't see that you filled out the form, but you articulated your position on the application today when the chair asked the question. Was there a specific reason why you didn't have access to that form or
to my knowledge, I filled out the application form, I believe. Pam, yes, no?
I didn't see it attached with your email. That might be my fault.
I think I sent that by email to you. So, yeah. Sorry it's not there, but if it's not, was certainly, there's no reason why I didn't fill out any application, sir.
Okay. I don't have any questions, Larry. Okay. Thank you for taking time.
Sure.
I'm good.
Larry, what questions do you have for us?
I don't have any. One of the problems that you have is when you don't know enough to ask a question, you really don't know. You don't know enough to be able to articulate those questions. But thank you. And if I am selected, I can assure you that I will have questions for you.
Excellent. Thank you. Is there anything else we need to talk about? Yes.